This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are discussing going back to malls.
Right. So do you plan to go back to shopping malls when you're fully vaccinated? So on Twitter right now is yes, only for essentials, leading at 43.4%. No, not until the cases drop at 27.4%. Yes, for leisure at 17.6%. No, I'll just shop online at 11.6%.
Over on Instagram, it is, oh my, I just lost the...
All right, but as you're looking for it, I'm just looking and doing my own analysis. So there's yes, that are willing to go to the malls, right? Even if it's just for essentials or whatever. And, you know, I guess, you know, if you need to go to the supermarket, you need to go to the supermarket. But as much as possible, I try to buy online or go to the smaller little shops to go there.
Support the smaller businesses,
right? But, you know, for leisure, I've never been one. Pandemic or no pandemic.
Yes, yes. Now, over on Instagram, I found it. 61% say yes, they would go back to malls when they're fully vaccinated. 39% say no. And, you know, just before we move on, we already have a tweet from Terry. It's a photograph of him at KLCC. And he says, already here at KLCC for a coffee. It's a photo of him holding up a... his cup of coffee.
And I guess you do want to, you know, since there's no dine-in as yet, right? So you just want to... Probably went for grocery shopping, got himself a cup of coffee he's leaving. Yeah.
Well, tell us what you think. You know, do you plan to go back to shopping malls when you're fully vaccinated? Why would you? Or have you gotten used to just staying home and shopping online like Frida has? You know, get in touch with us and tell us what you think. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Moving on now to our story about communication. Right. Now, over the past few months, we've seen many different styles of communication coming from the Prime Minister's office, from the offices of Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, our 8th Prime Minister. Whether they be a live press conference, a recorded conference, we've seen some of those as well, or even a multitude of press releases in the PDF format. Mm. And sometimes that messaging might not have come across as clear as it should have done or as clear as it could have come across.
Right. Now, so we've the infamous PDF, right? We've heard over the course of not just this politically turbulent week, but the last 18 months, how clearer communications could help businesses better prepare for changing SOPs, help the rakyat understand what they could and could not do under different MCOs, things like that, which begs the question, why do our political leaders find it so hard to, well, communicate?
Yes, exactly. So we spoke with Justin Ten, Managing Director of Lumos Hill and Knowlton Strategies. They are a PR and communications company, about the effectiveness of the communication of the outgoing administration and what we should be looking for with the incoming administration. So Justin, let's just start off with, how effective has the outgoing administration been in communicating effectively with the general public, and what could they have done differently or done better?
Overall, the administration has struggled with its communications. In particular, its standard operating procedures, or SOPs, for the various phases of the lockdown and restriction of economic activities have been inconsistent and poorly executed. They could have been more effective if communications on these matters were centrally managed. Unfortunately, one too many agencies were involved with various parties interpreting the SOPs in their own manner.
Right. Did you see any changes in the way that Tan Sri Muhyiddin and his team communicated to the public over the period that he was PM? And what were those changes?
To be fair to Muhyiddin Yassin and his team, the administration started off with a trust deficit. Overcoming that trust deficit was already a challenge in itself. Right. So the pandemic just piled on the pressure. The tone he adopted in his communication from the very beginning was defensive. And while this did win him some sympathy votes, the fact of the matter is that he was always on the back foot. Thus, his communication stance was always going to be reactive in nature, and nothing has changed ever since.
Right. So, Justin, how important is it in today's highly connected world that MPs and other politicians are media savvy?
It goes without saying that politicians need to be media savvy, We have seen over the years how some politicians' careers have been curtailed because of what they shouldn't have said in front of the media. That's why they have press secretaries, political secretaries, and communication strategists in their team. The question is this: do the politicians listen to their advisors? And are the advisors providing the right counsel?
Right.
Unless we are the fly on the wall, I guess we won't know.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, final question, Justin. Do you have any specific suggestions for the incoming administration? What should they do differently?
To the incoming administration, they need to listen to what the people are saying and avoid the echo chambers. They should base their decisions on data and facts and not on political expediency. And most importantly, they need to speak in one voice. Yes, it is easier said than done, but that's what the right that expects.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what we need as well.
Right. And a couple of things that he brought up, right? The different agencies, right? Yes. The different agencies, that's one thing. So you're getting communication everywhere. I don't know right now with, you know, other different phases, that, you know, that is easier to understand. We're now in phase one, phase two, phase three, you know? And maybe that was something that should have been done in earlier on. I don't know, MCO1, right? Right. Yeah. And it's the moving. I don't think they were communicating, but there was just like, it changes every day.
There were too many moving parts. Yeah. We're talking about a moving goalpost here.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, what is it today? You know, so I think that was one thing that was not clear. It was very difficult. Like our conversations with businesses, I don't know, today can I open? I can't open. I get fined and I don't get fined. And you hear these stories, it's so heartbreaking, right? They get fined because, you know,
they were ill-prepared or they weren't clear on what they could or could not do or what was necessary before they reopened and things like that. Yeah, true. But also, you know, I'm not entirely sure whether this the national recovery plan, the phases under the NRP, if they are still clear enough. Because, you know, what we've seen is, you know, we understand phase one and phase two according to area, according to states. But then again, now in phase one, some retail outlets are allowed to open as well. Some segments of the economy are allowed to open as well. So, and then there are different rules, you know, based on the vaccination rates, the different levels, the different tiers. You know, based on how prepared your business is or how prepared your employees are as well. So there's still a lot of confusion. And I wish, like, I mean, I know that you can go to the website. There are websites that you can go to and you can get more clarity. But still, the communication could be better. Okay. Definitely.
Right. And it'd be interesting, right? I mean, if the former deputy prime minister becomes the prime minister, you know, making these announcements again.
Yes, it will be interesting. of course, you know, just before we move on to our messages, and that of course was Justin Ten, Managing Director from Lumos Hill and Knowlton Strategies.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So this is a comment about talked about politics. Right. This is Amar Singh says it's the same shameful thing to do with SD should revert back to Rakyat mandate in June 14. So that was his comment. So about regarding shopping malls here, we've got from Steve Chong. He says yes, I'm planning going back to shopping malls. I'm very disappointed. Dining is not allowed in Selangor KL, despite the fact being the highest vaccination rates in Klang Valley areas compared to the phase two states. Okay, interesting. Ro, I hardly go to shopping malls before the pandemic. They're just places which denied us public parks and a chance to be healthy and wealthy instead of the opposite. Okay, so not a mall goer either, eh?
Right, interesting points of view. You have about 52 minutes to get in touch with us. Twitter right now. Yeah, you have over 30 minutes to get in touch with us. I'm just simplifying it. To get in touch with us and tell us how you feel about going back to malls. Do you plan to go back to shopping malls when you're fully vaccinated? Yes, no, not until the cases drop. No, you'll just shop online. Tell us what you think. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, here's Deep Purple with Woman from Tokyo. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what's happening at these malls. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.